Organized California domestic workers have launched a renewed campaign to win protections under California labor law for the state's estimated 300,000 house cleaners, caregivers, and nannies. California Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed similar legislation last fall. Kimberly Alvarenga, the director of the California Domestic Workers Coalition, said they're going to try again after a year of coping with the health and economic devastation of a deadly pandemic.
We are back to continue to fight and to win the health and safety protections for all workers in California. After 1 year of working on the front lines of the pandemic without any health and safety protections whatsoever.
Household employees are the only workers not covered by the state California Occupational Safety and Health Act. Household employers do not have to follow Cal OSHA safety and other standards. The legislation by State Senator Maria Elena Durazo would end that exemption. She says domestic workers are primarily immigrant women who have been denied basic health and safety protections for far too long. Christina Ragas has worked as a domestic worker since 2009, supporting her daughter, who remains in the Philippines.
When the COVID-19 pandemic started, I decided to stop working because I have underlying health conditions. I've been scared to work because as domestic workers, we are still not included in any health and safety standards that protect all other workers who are working in the middle of a pandemic. About 6 months ago, I had to go back to work part-time as a caregiver. I've heard stories where other employers don't let workers know about positive cases in their homes until it's too late, or they don't provide them with critical personal protective equipment.
When Governor Newsom vetoed similar legislation last year, he said that many homeowners and renters who would have to comply with Cal OSHA health and safety standards did not have the needed expertise to do so.